We're Pastors George and Terry Pearsons. Yesterday, we started talking about praying in the Spirit and praying out mysteries.
And today, we're going to talk about more kinds of mysteries, including praying out the mystery of your future, even the mysteries of your day to day.
Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
What if you had access to receive all the answers, abilities, resources, everything you would ever need right now? You do through the Holy Spirit. Get a deeper understanding of praying in the Spirit, an MP3 teaching series by Pastor Terry Copeland Pearsons, and learn how the Holy Spirit's role is to come alongside you and help you. You don't have to be held back by fear, lack of direction, any of the pressures of life. Discover how to access His guidance when you know how to pray in the Spirit.
Request Terry Copeland Pearson's teaching series on a deeper understanding of praying in the Spirit, free from Kenneth Copeland Ministries, available on MP3 disc or digital download on kcm.org/TV special. You can call KCM at 800-600-7395. Offer good for 60 days. Outside the U.S., shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
The Lord has given us tremendous advantages in life so that we're not walking around on this earth blindly and not seeing our way through, but He wants to lead us, guide us by His Holy Spirit, and He's given us the Holy Spirit to do the leading, and He's given us the Holy Spirit to be able to pray out the mysteries in our lives so that we know what to do.
I think it's worth repeating, Pastor, this Greek word that's translated mystery in the New Testament, the Greek word that's used there, it actually means not the mysterious like we have in the English word, but rather that which being outside the range of unassisted natural apprehension. In other words, something you can't figure out with your mind, something you can't know with your mind. Your mind is limited. It says it can be made only by divine revelation and is made known in a manner and at a time appointed by God to those only who are illuminated by His Spirit. Have you ever had a moment or had that phrase, it dawned on me? That dawning is the light of His Word. It's the light of His Word and His will by the Holy Spirit.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Spirit of man is the candle of the Lord, searching all the inward parts of the belly or all the inward parts of the Spirit. And it's in your spirit that He illuminates you, turns the light on, shows you things. And in that fest, it comes from your spirit to your mind, and suddenly your mind gets to grasp something it could in otherwise no way find out. And so we got all the way down yesterday talking about praying out our future.
Right.
Oh, what are you
going to I was going to read the scripture that we used yesterday, 1 Corinthians 14:2. He that speaks in an unknown tongue speaks not unto men, but unto God. For no man understands him, howbeit in the Spirit he speaks mysteries. And I wrote in my Bible some of the other words that define mysteries, divine secrets, plans, those things that we need to understand. So isn't it exciting to know that we can pray that out in the Spirit in a prayer language that God has given us to be able to know and to see?
I have a great example of a friend of mine. You know, Oral Roberts told my dad, Brother Copeland, he said to him, find out the will of God. And during that time, you can talk to other people. Well, what do you think I should do? You want to listen to people who have wise counsel. God puts those people in our life. But find out the will of God, not the will of your parents, not the will of this one. Input is good, but there comes a time we need the will of God. We need the will of God. And he says, then don't confer any longer with flesh and blood. Then get your job done at any cost. So a friend of mine, Gina, she had actually worked here in the ministry, in fact, worked for you, Pastor George, when you were over publications.
Right.
And moved to another state, but she was still doing contract work, and she would come to Texas from time to time and be in the office for a few days, coming, I think, from Oklahoma. So one day she gets in the car and decides to drive to Fort Worth, and she said, I'm going to pray in tongues. I'm going to pray out my destiny because I don't know what I'm supposed to do from this point in my life. So she gets in the car and it starts to rain, raining, raining, raining. The windshield wipers are going back and forth. She's praying in tongues and she sees my face come up in front of her, like on the windshield, look like some sort of Tom Cruise movie or something. Up it comes on the windshield. What is that? Go away. And then there I am. So well, she must need prayer right now. So she's praying, prayed for me a little bit. Now, okay, now I'm going to go back. I'm praying about my destiny. Remember how we talked about setting your sail, set your mind, set your purpose on what you're praying about? So she did. She's praying in tongues. It's raining. Windshield wipers are going in. There's Terry Pearson's again. And so, okay, I get it. I guess I'll have to pray about my destiny later. Terry, I wasn't Pastor Terry at the time, must need my praying. So she prayed all the rest of the way from Oklahoma to Fort Worth, several hours praying in tongues through the rain for Terry Pearson. Gets there and finds out it was my last day in the television department. I'd been the producer for the Believer's Voice of Victory for many years, and the Lord had said, it's time to end that phase of your life and to take another road. So she said, oh, that must be what it is. Well, God bless her. God bless her day. Praise the Lord. So a few years passed by. In the meantime, about 3 years later, we start pastoring the church. Then after that, I start teaching prayer school and teaching on prayer. About a year or so into that, 2 years into it, I was in a meeting in Anaheim, California. And I was this impression that I needed to go back to my hotel room to pray. Not sure why, but I needed to. So I went back to my room during the break, laid across the bed, and I'm praying in tongues. And I heard myself pray this prayer, Lord, I need help. Send help. And I'm not so sure I was fully aware of how much help I needed. Lord, I need help. Send help. And it was like, the only way I know to describe it to you, like a feather that dropped. I just could sense something had floated down from heaven, landed in my heart, and it was Gina Linus' name. Gina Linus. Oh, well, how about that? I haven't seen Gina in a long time. Time to go back to the meeting. It was during a convention. So I gather my things, go back over to the convention center, come down the hallway to walk in, and lo and behold, there is Gina Linus. Gina, what are you doing here? Well, I just decided to come to the meeting. It's so nice to see you. What are you doing these days? Well, I'm about to move back to Fort Worth. You know, we moved to Colorado even. Really? But you're moving back to Fort Worth? Yes, I am. Do you think you might want to come and speak for my prayer group or my prayer class I'm teaching? Oh, I could. Well, let me make the longer story short at this point. She did, even driving a long distance. In fact, when I invited her to do that, I must tell you this, she thought, oh my goodness, I said I'd do that, but that is over an hour drive from where we're going to live. I don't want to drive an hour to go there. I don't want to drive an hour to go to church there. While she's saying this within herself, Brother Copeland stops his message midstream and makes this statement. It doesn't matter how far you have to drive to be in the will of God. Pray in tongues for that hour, and you'll pray out the plan of God. Okay, she said, okay, that was for me. She started doing that. One thing led to another, and there's a whole wonderful story how God delivered her from extreme shyness, couldn't stand in front of a group of people, but He had delivered her from that shyness, brought her to teaching with us until she became a pastor on staff, helped me to develop the entire prayer department for EMIC, which then also she taught and helped raise up the woman, Iva Bennett, who's over the prayer ministry of all of Kenneth Copeland Ministries. I would say the day that Gina Linus was driving from Oklahoma City in the rain, windshield wipers going, and she thought she was praying for me. But she was praying out her destiny. And she was with us as a pastor here for many years. And then the Lord brought her into another move in her life, and we've remained great friends and prayer partners over all these years. And she still has much to say and do when it comes to Kenneth Copeland Ministry. Yeah. Still has input, helps write for the magazine.
Yeah.
But all of that, as she's driving in the rain, praying in tongues, praying out her destiny that has taken her low these 30 years down the road.
You know, it's important for people to know they do have a destiny.
Yes, they do.
I just sensed sitting here listening to you say that, and when you said that about destiny, I sensed some people out there thought, I don't even have a destiny. I don't even have a future. And you do. In Christ Jesus, you have a future. As a matter of fact, in Psalm 139:16, the New Living Translation, it says, you saw me before I was born. God saw you before you were born. Every day of my life was recorded in your book. Every moment was laid out before a single day had passed. So don't let those words come out of your mouth again that I don't have a destiny. You need to, instead of thinking about not having a destiny, you should really be spending more time praying out that destiny to see what the Lord has for you, where He wants to go, what He wants you to do. And He will get you at the right place, at the right time, with the right people, doing the right thing.
That's right. God has that all laid out. And the wonderful thing in God is a couple of things. He not only has your destiny laid out, which your destiny is not just in your future. Your destiny is now. Mm-hmm. It's the next moments.
Yeah.
It's today. You have a destiny for today. What if you get off that plan? What if you're not in the right place? Well, the marvelous thing about God is that His plan for you updates constantly. He updates, 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 updates. You think computers update? Let me tell you, there are nothing compared to what God can do to update, 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 and get you where you need to be and put you in the right place, the right time, the right way, with the right people doing the right thing. Oh my goodness, He can do that, but you can find out about that. Touch those things in prayer. I think that this is a good place to look at this, Psalms 139:16. I think Pastor George, you pointed this verse out to me. It's so marvelous. You saw me before I was born. Every day of my life was recorded in your book. Every moment was laid out before a single day had passed. You know, some things don't really seem to be destiny oriented, but they're important in the moment. I have another story. Can I tell another story?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we lived in a house we lived in a few years back, and it was about 40, 45 minutes from the ministry property. And I was driving home. I was by myself for some reason that day, and Pastor George called me on the cell phone, and it was some place that we had a choice to go to that night. We could go or we could not go. It was, and I just didn't know what to do. I couldn't make up my mind. Sometimes I think the Lord gives us a little bit of a mental block so that on purpose we'll reach for Him. I love that. So I thought, you know, I'm going to pray in tongues. So I'm driving along, another driving in the car story, and I'm praying in tongues, praying in tongues, praying in tongues. What do I do, Lord? I don't know why this seemed like such a big deal to me. Should I go or should I stay? Should I go or should I stay? And I'm praying in tongues. Wait a minute. I kept hearing the word stay, kept coming out in my praying. Stay, Alamaro, Kalikirija, stay, Alamaro. Okay, okay. I just had a spiritual V8 moment here. I think the answer for me right now is to stay, to stay. And it worked out to be the right thing. But as we pray in tongues through the day, we're touching on things. Yeah, but I want to pray about today, but I want to pray about my future, or I want to be built up, or I have questions about... Listen, the Holy Spirit is not one-dimensional. You follow Him in prayer, He can touch it all at the same time. You don't have to have your mind keep up with Him. I promise you, your mind can't keep up with Him.
Yeah.
But you praying in other tongues, He'll enlighten your mind what you need to know when you need to know it.
Kenneth E. Hagin said this, praying in tongues equips us to pray for things no one thinks to pray about, or about which no one knows to pray. That's something that, you know, Terry, I want to become more sensitive to that right there. When the Lord taps you on the shoulder and He wants you to pray in tongues about something, obviously there's someone, some situation, some place that you are needed to pray out a situation in somebody's life. You know, the experience here that you had when Jeremy was 16 working in that restaurant, praying that situation out. Tell that one.
Okay, another story.
We've got time for that one.
Yeah. So there was a little restaurant near our neighborhood, little Italian place, and my son, 16 years old, he wanted to go to work. He wanted to make money for himself. Okay, well, that's fine. So he got a job at this little restaurant. So he had his own car there, and so we're sitting in bed just in the evening. All of a sudden, I said, we need to pray for Jeremy. Mm. And so we started to pray in other tongues, and we were sitting up in the bed, and we prayed, and we prayed, and we prayed. We just uneasy, just an uneasiness. Something's not right. Something's not right. Prayed in tongues, 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 prayed in tongues. Just thanking the Lord and praying in tongues. So look, well, sure enough, after a good while, Jeremy comes through the door. He looked like he was in shock. Jeremy, what is it? He said, Mom, Dad, he said, we were closing up tonight, and I think he got really bad news today. But he got drunk, and he started going crazy in the kitchen. He was throwing things. He was throwing food. He was throwing pots and pans. And then he was grabbing knives. He's screaming at us to pick stuff up, throwing things under the tables. And he said he had knives, and he was kind of swinging them around at everybody. He said, but then he just calmed down, and he said, I came home. He said, but I sure did understand this in the moment, though. I am not called to work outside a job like that. I'm called to be in the ministry, and everything I do from this point forward is to be about ministry. Not only had we prayed about something, that was 30 minutes or so, an hour know.
Yeah.
What an investment.
Right.
Of course, we prayed in tongues up to that. Not only was our son and who knows what else spared, including that man, and we prayed for him. He'd gotten a really serious diagnosis that day.
Right.
And that restaurant closed down not long after. But not only was that situation diffused and our son came home unscathed, but George, he recognized, that's not where I belong.
Yeah.
I've got to get out of that because that's not where God wants me. And back into where, and of course now he's pastoring a church there in Colorado, and his wife Sarah, and praise God, the anointing and the ability, and you see him here on this broadcast quite often. Praise the Lord.
Yeah. Terry, there are so many different accounts and different stories. I've got a couple here, but certainly we don't have time to read these, but I can just describe just a couple of things that Brother Hagin has shared about people who have prayed for things that they didn't know exactly what they were praying for. In this one here, this first little paragraph, it says, an English missionary from Africa was home on furlough speaking at a conference. A woman approached him after his message and asked if he'd kept a diary. He replied that he did. And she began to share with him that 2 years before, she was awakened in the night with a burden to pray, and she got out of bed. She prayed in tongues for an hour, and she seemed like she was wrestling with something very, very serious. And then she had a vision, and she had a vision of a missionary. And he was in a hut, and he had died. And the natives came out of that hut and had announced that he was dead. And then suddenly the missionary came walking out of the hut, and he was alive. Well, she asked if he'd kept a diary, and he said, I did. I'll bring it tomorrow night. So he brought the diary to her, and this was the man that she was praying for at the very moment that he was attacked and that he died from a very serious, serious disease. And so that's just one example, Terry, of a person who was awakened in the night and just began to pray in the Spirit, and she knew that she was dealing with something of a very serious nature.
So this equips us in praying for our families, praying for our children, praying for friends, praying for neighbors, but also praying for people that we don't know. I'll give you another good example, and that's praying for politicians. You know, in Timothy, it says, first of all, I want you to pray for kings, for leaders, those in authority. And he said, in fact, I want you to pray for all men. How in the world are you going to do that? What do you really know about the politicians? What the media decides to tell you? That could certainly be for the worse, or you could be lied to, and all the praises they're giving could be unwarranted. But what's going on in that person's life? What about the decisions they're making for your nation? What about the cabinet, the Senate, the governor, the mayors, the city council? What about the pastor? Hello? Hello? What about those things? Yeah. How do we pray about those things and their lives and the protection and their welfare and their health and their family situations? There's too much, George. You can't do it.
How do we pray?
But he can.
Yeah, how do you pray about the things that need to be uncovered in our nation?
That's right. Mystery, secrets. The Bible says that hidden things will be revealed.
Yeah.
But it won't be if the saints of God are not taking the time, spending the time, to pray in the Spirit for revelation light to come. And in addition to that, when things are revealed, that people will see it for what it is and discern it appropriately and take action.
I don't know what's going on behind the scenes right now,
mm-mm,
but in the Spirit, we can pray over that, and we can pray in the Spirit over our nation, and that things that are hidden can be revealed. And we're beginning to see light on that right now. But I really believe it's because the believers have been praying, and there have been people who've been praying in tongues, in the Spirit, over our nation.
Oh, boy, we have. I know we've got prayer groups going here that are praying in hours upon hours upon hours. I'd like to bring out one other thing about the mysteries that I think is worth bringing out. And that's talking about praying about things touching the world to come. Do you know we can pray about that? Do you know the Lord wants us to pray about that? Jesus said, when the Son of Man returns, will he find faith? We ought to be praying about faith rising in the church. Why? So that our faith is looking for him at his return. What about all those, that great harvest that needs to be prayed for? But I remember, Pastor, one day I was praying in a prayer school. I had a prayer group going, and we were praying. We had prayed in the Spirit to the point we were in the Spirit. And you just get in that place where you're far more aware of the Spirit of God within you than you are the natural things around you. Just caught up in that. We're praying and praying and praying, and had been for a while. And all of a sudden, I thought, oh! I said, we've touched the rapture. What does that mean? I hardly even know. But I knew and had the sense that somehow in prayer we had touched things to come. We had touched the things of the future.
Yeah.
What would you pray about it? Oh, I don't know. I don't know. But it needed prayer. And so this great group of a couple hundred people we had there that day praying in other tongues, the Lord used us to reach over, to get into other realms, you know, to step over into the realm of love or realm. I don't know how many times I've prayed for you, Brother George, for your sermons and your messages, or for Brother Copeland.
Yeah.
And then to hear those words come out in your message.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
That's right. Wow, what a time this has been. We've got so much more to be talking about concerning this, but just from this today, the mysteries of God.
We have the phone number right there on your screen that you can call today if you live in the United States. The number there is on your screen, 852 6000, 817-852-6000. You can call that number. You can ask to receive the magazine. You can order product. You can pray with someone to be filled with the Holy Spirit, speaking with other tongues, so you too can touch your destiny and touch your future and the future of those that you know and that you love. Praise the Lord.
Stay with us. We will be right back.
Praying in the Spirit is more than speaking in tongues. It's a way of life. Get the MP3 series, Praying in the Spirit, by Pastor Terry Copeland Pearsons, and learn to walk in intimate and continual fellowship with God. When you pray in the Spirit, you're accessing and partnering with the very thoughts of your loving Father. No matter the situation, you can know and speak out God's plans by faith. Learn to release God's wisdom and power so you can live in His victory.
Request your free copy of A Deeper Understanding of Praying in the Spirit by Terry Copeland Pearsons on MP3 disc or digital download. Release the power of God in your life through praying in the Spirit. Request your free series on kcm.org/TV special or when you call 800-600-7395. Offer good for 60 days. Outside the U.S., shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
Praise the Lord. I do hope that you have called that prayer line. Those prayers, they are there. They love you. They pray for you. Even before you call, they've been praying for you. And they want to pray with you to know Jesus, pray with you to be filled with the Spirit, pray with you to be healed, pray with you for your family, your finances, and then also anything else that we can do to minister to you, whether it's the magazine or we can send you some resources on salvation or being filled with the Spirit or the product this week. Oh, my goodness. I want to encourage you. If you listen to that series, remember when I taught that?
I do.
Deeper Understanding.
I do.
In fact, you titled it. You gave the title, Deeper Understanding of Praying in the Spirit. And that's something you can go over again and again and again. Hallelujah.
So I wanted to mention something to you about our partners. We pray in the Spirit for you. You know, Terry, we have our executive team meetings.
Yes, that's right.
Our team, we take communion every time we meet. We pray over our partners. We pray over the people that connect with this ministry, praying in the Spirit over you. And there's so much prayer that's going on around this place. It's really pretty amazing.
We call it prayer everywhere.
Wow.
And it's always praying in the Spirit. Our staff, I tell you, they get together, they are praying in the Holy Ghost. Sometimes they get so caught up in it, they may pray for 30 minutes, they may pray an hour, they may pray 2 hours. Nearly the whole staff together.
Yeah.
But the productivity that comes out of that is stunning.
It's stunning. It is.
And much of that prayer is for you. So if you want to know more about partnership, you can also call that same phone line and they'll explain more of that to you as well. And we want to give you our free magazine. There's so many things you could get by making that phone call or kcm.org. You've got to do it. Got to do it. Amen. Remember, God loves you. We love you. And
Jesus is Lord.
Learn more about your new life in Christ. Request your free salvation package at kcm.org/salvation.